There's a couple different things there, and the solutions are kind of related. The biggest is being able to retain the great teachers that we have. And the second part is not as many students are going into education. So, you know, some of the solutions to that is to really value the profession of teaching, you know, recognizing how important our teachers are, recognizing that education is a highly skilled profession, and that teaching in and of itself is an art, and it's something that not everyone can do. You know, the pay must reflect the value of the job and the education and experience and skills that the teachers bring. And we want to be encouraging even our own high school students to consider teaching as their next step. K-State is, you know, with their renewed commitment to their land-grant mission, I think that that will help get more students to stay around or attract them to K-State and put them in the Manhattan environment. And so we can kind of try to tap those education students as they come in. So hopefully that will help us get more teachers. But it really, you know, the thing that everyone will tell you, it comes down to pay. We need to pay our teachers a living wage. You know, they spend most of the time, our children spend most of their time with teachers and staff of school, like especially if you consider kids that ride the bus, kids that go to before and after care. And while those staff aren't necessarily teachers, they're part of our district. And so everyone needs to be paid, you know, their worth, their background, because they're with our students and they're our most prized possessions, if you will.